That didn't sound right, but I think you know what I meant. And visiting those in prison, you understand what I'm saying? And one thing I love about the United Methodist Church and John Wesley is he brought those together. And he said, you know what? And I read this, maybe it's because I'm United Methodist, but I read it throughout the New Testament. If you are a Christian, this is the way you will treat people. If you are a Christian, this is the way you will care for people. And that's what I understand as what John Wesley did, bringing those two, personal holiness and social holiness, together. And here is loosely translated what John Wesley says. Faith alone saves you. However, your relationship with God and Jesus Christ, which is personal holiness, can be seen and experienced by others through your words, through your works, and the way you treat others. I like that. Don't you like that? Yeah, I like that. Let's read it together without the parenthetical statements. Faith alone saves you. However, your relationship with God and Jesus Christ can be seen and experienced by others through your words, your works, and the way you treat others. I think that's something we could all put on our mirror and read every morning. Amen? Well, let's move on to our modern-day superheroes, because a lot of you, tons of you, really, seriously, responded to my request, and I give God praise for that. And we lifted up many of your superheroes two Sundays ago, but again today we're going to focus on some local folks who take this principle to heart and show their faith by their works. Now I want to read through some connection cards here that you all turned in to me. This person says their superheroes are their mom and their dad. Amen to that, right? My superheroes are my parents, Mac and Cleo Hunter. My scoutmaster, John Kesterson. My superhero heroes are Jean Beard, tireless care of older relatives. Amy Wills, work, social holiness with helping others through Warm House, and her attitude, we need to give, not judge the recipient. Alta Mae Held, unselfishly working and helping others in church kitchen, her relaxed attitude. My superhero is Maureen McNeil, and she was a great inspiration to my children as a UMYF leader, Kathy Anstatt. My husband Lee is my most superhero. Our 62 years together proves how super he is. My son-in-law Steve is a real superhero as well. His love and caring for our daughter proved how special he is. Mary Norton and Patty Lane. Marie Wardlow, one of Joy Class's teachers, such a strong vocal witness to so many. She knew her Bible so well and taught us to use it. Our dear friend Nancy Thixton, so precious to us as a friend, witness, and overall Christian. She always wanted to walk the walk and talk the talk. She did this even to her death and her courageous fight with cancer. One of my superheroes is Mary Norton. She gave an entire day of her time at a moment's notice to take Ray and me to Olathe, Kansas. Our daughter Christy was having surgery, and Mary took us, waited for us, prayed with us and for us, and brought us safely home. This is just one example of the many caring things that she does. Thank you, Mary. My mom showed me that helping the children, they need help and they need a listening ear to give them hope. So her mom is her superhero. Others just listed, for instance, Betty Cobb, Cliff Soppy, Larry Kahn. Others emailed me, and I want to lift up some emails that you all sent in. Eric, we need to make sure we lift up those who pray daily for those on the prayer warriors, who pray for our church, its leaders, and its pastor and family. And I have to say, in newcomers class, that's one thing we talk about for quite a while. Many of you, I'm sure, have considered this. But I want to invite all of you, or challenge all of you, to pray for this church daily. Pray for its growth, not only in numbers, but also in spiritual depth. That we